Turn with us in your Bibles this morning. I asked somebody earlier what time the morning service is usually over, and they said, well, it's up to the morning speaker. Well, we'll eat about 2 o'clock this afternoon. Praise God. Just kidding. 1 Samuel chapter 30. 1 Samuel chapter 30, very, very familiar verses of Scripture. Trust that the Lord will help us this morning. Amen. First Samuel chapter 30, verse 1. And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag, and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captives that were therein, and they slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city. Behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam, the Jezreelite, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people were grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God, and David said unto Abiathar, the priest Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought hither the ephod to David, and David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Amen. Went on down to verse 19. The Bible tells us that David did recover all. Amen. I want to talk to you this morning for a little while on, can we recover? Can we recover? I think that probably most preachers and most of our homeless people understand and realize that we are in a war. We really are in a spiritual war. We are in a battle. This is not a recreation room. This is a battlefield. And even in our nation, our country of America, I love America. Hello. I am an American. Thank God for America. But we are really in a war or a battle for the heart and soul of America politically in this country. God help us. Amen. I remember here recently I was listening to Zell Miller. How many of you know who Zell Miller is? He's a senator from Georgia, and he was making a speech concerning his new book that he had written. I just got a hold of the book a few days ago, and I intend to read it. And his book is dealing with the moral deficit in this country. Hello. You know we have a moral deficit in America. Amen. And Zell Miller said, when I was listening to him make his speech, he said, as a nation, we can recover, or we can change, if we have the will to change. As a nation, we can change if we have the will to change. Amen. Now, I want to tell you, we are in a spiritual warfare with the powers of darkness and the hordes of hell for the heart and the soul of the American church. Amen. And I want to say this morning, as a church, we can recover if we have the will to to recover, if we are willing to do what it takes to recover. As a nation, amen, there's got to be some changes in America if we're going to survive politically and morally. Amen. And we can change as a nation or recover as a nation if we have the will. And I look at the church world in America, amen, and I say, oh God, help us. We are in a war, a spiritual war. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against, amen, the rulers of the darkness of this world. Amen. Many of our churches, amen, that at one time were holiness churches. Amen. Many of us that are here today were raised in some of the organizations, amen, that at one time were holiness organizations. But now they are polluted with the, amen, with this world, and there's hardly any holiness standards left in some of them. Amen. But I want to say this morning, we can recover if we have the will to recover. After all the worldliness that has creeped into our churches, I still want to say we can recover if we have the will to recover. After all the scandals that has rocked the holiness movement, amen, until we scratch our heads and wonder what tomorrow is going to bring or what the next news in the holiness movement is going to bring a shadow morally upon us. Amen. But I want to say this morning, we can recover if we have the will to recover. After all the immorality, amen, that has all but destroyed our families, we can recover if we have the will to recover. Amen. After all the church problems, help me here. If your church doesn't have any problems or has never had any, just hang on, you will. After all the church problems and the church splits and the problems in the ministry, amen, come on here. Disheartened our preachers, and yet I want to say we can recover if we have the will to recover. Amen. I really believe and feel like that God will shake this last day church until she comes alive again. Amen. With the fervency of the Spirit and the power of God, the healings and the miracles, until we ourselves will be astonished at what God will do in these last days if we will learn how to seek the face of God. Amen. He said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Amen. I feel like, help me here this morning, I feel like that we are in a difficult time. We are in a crisis, if you'll allow me to say it this morning. We are in a crisis in the American Holiness Church. We don't have to look at anybody else. We don't have to look at any organizations or denominations of the bygone years. We are in a crisis in the holiness movement. People are involved in doing things and going places now, come on here, that a few years ago you could not have paid them enough money, amen, to get involved in. Ah, but can we recover? Yes. Glory to God. Is there hope? Yes. But we've got to learn how to seek the face of God. Amen. If revival came in the 40s and the 50s, amen, it will come again if we will pay the price and learn how to get on our knees and hold on to the horns of the altar of heaven and pray until God rings again the blessing in our life. Praise God. Somebody say amen. I want to pray, God, I'm feeling better right here. Amen. I want to tell you, there is a formidable army, amen, that has been assembled on the battlefield out there. Amen. Hell, we've got the gays and the lesbian movement. We've got the National Organization for Women and all their minions. We've got the ACLU. Come on here. We've got the People for the American Way. We've got the mafia. Amen. The street corner pushers who are destroying our kids with drugs. Amen. The medical personnel of our time. Amen. That are slaughtering our unborn babies. The euthanasia organizations. Amen. That are urging to kill the old and the sick and the handicapped because they are a drag on our economy. Come on, y'all stay with me. Amen. We got the Planned Parenthood. Amen. Types that want to distribute contraceptives and immoral advice to our teenagers. But I want to tell you, in spite of all the opposition that is out there, amen, that our spiritual cities have been laid in waste and been burned, and we are looking at ruins. Amen, and our generation of immorality. Amen, God help us. Help me here. Amen, I want to preach to you for a little while this morning. Amen, if God will help us. We are living in a generation, oh God, amen, that is bankrupt morally. Amen. They have no concept between right and wrong. They have no idea, amen, what is righteous and ungodly. Amen. But I am convinced that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, there is a God in heaven, amen, that will come down from the battlements of glory. Amen. And the power of the Holy Ghost will move in the bosom of the church until she is endued with power from on high as she was in the early church. Somebody say amen. I've never seen a time, help me Lord, I've never seen a time where it is so difficult to keep people in church. Help me here. They'll shout on Sunday night, and you can't find them by the midweek service. Hello here. Yeah. Amen. They rejoice in God in one service, and by the next Sunday, amen, they're plumb out of fellowship with God and the saints. Amen. It's so easy. People get their feelings hurt. Come on here. I mean, you almost have to handle people with kid gloves anymore. Amen. Come on here. You can come alive anytime you want to this morning. But we are in a generation that if you don't say things just right, amen, they'll get their feelings hurt and they'll say, well, I can go down the other church down the road. Amen. Come on here. Amen. And I can do what I want to do down there, and I can sing in the choir and play music on the platform. Amen. And testify, and they'll call me brother and sister. I want to tell you, they'll get their feelings hurt over nothing. They'll get their feelings hurt just because you didn't shake hands with them at the end of the service. Just frivolous things. Amen. Come on here. Amen. You can be preaching, amen, and not even have them in mind. But if you say something, come on here. Amen. Right where they're living, amen, they get their feelings hurt. Amen. And say, I'm going to leave the church. Amen. Who does not know disappointment? Amen. Help me here. Amen. Who has not had some failure? Amen. Of expectations. Great God. Amen. Are y'all still with me? Amen. I want to tell you, we are living in a generation where it's taxing, it's worrisome, it's trouble, it's heartache, it's disappointments, there's backsliding, sure. But I want to tell you, there's a God in heaven that is still on the throne. Amen. I'm not down on the church. Amen. I believe the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is the greatest institution on earth. Amen. But we've got to get up. Amen. Out of the ruins. Amen. And cry aloud. The city's been burned. Our children's been taken captive. Amen. We can cry in the ash heap if we want to, or if we can rise up and encourage ourselves in the Lord. Amen. And pursue. Amen. We're living in a generation We're living in a generation right now in the holiness movement that is the most carnal-minded generation we've ever had to deal with. Amen. They wonder. Amen. They want you to touch their feelings and emotions. If you can't entertain them when they come to church. If you can't say something funny that'll tickle their funny bone. Amen. If you can't, amen, sing it down. Help me here. Amen. I lost some of you right here. Amen. We can't have an entertainment program. Call in the power team. Amen. Amen. Come on here. We want to have fun when we go to church. Amen. Not interested so much in worshiping God, but we want to have our emotions moved and touched. Amen. But God help me. Amen. We get people in the church world now. Amen. That if their feelings get hurt, you're going to have to deal with those feelings. Amen. Or else you'll backslide and lose out with God. Amen. Come on here. I hit a stump right there. Let me back up. Praise God and get another run at it. Amen. If you don't deal with those hurt feelings, it'll turn into bitterness. And that bitterness will destroy you spiritually. Amen. It's like a cancer. Amen. That eats away and you don't even know it's eating away at you. Amen. Until it's already, amen, got its roots, amen, dug down deep in the recesses of your soul. And you go to the, come on here, you go to the house of God and you can't worship because you're looking at so and so. And you sense that, amen, come on, y'all still with me, that little bit of hurt and that little bit of bitterness, amen, that's springing up inside of you. Amen. Paul, in his writings in Hebrews, said, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Amen. I want to tell you, amen, saints of God, if you don't deal with that hurt feeling, amen, you'll never recover. You'll never get victory. You've got to ask God for grace. You've got to ask God for mercy. You've got to ask God for forgiveness. Amen. And get that under the blood, or you'll lose out with God. Amen. Help me here. Can we recover? We've lived through a lot of difficult times in our lifetime here in America. There was a time you could just grab a guitar and get out under the shade tree on a street corner somewhere and strum it two or three times. Amen. Say, glory to God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And quote John 3:16, get 25 people saved. Come on here. Amen. But it's a different generation now. Huh? Amen. We've lived through some difficult times in the last 50 years. Amen. We brought on the rebellious 60s. Amen. In my home church. Don't y'all fall out with me here, right here. I'm gonna deal with this before I go any further. Amen. In our home church, we have a Christian school there. And we've had a Christian school how many years? 25, 6 years. Amen. And there was a generation that came through our school, certain age group, that we lost every one of them. Except 2 or 3. Amen. A whole age group that came through. Amen. They were rebellious from the first day they came to kindergarten or first grade. Amen. Until they either got kicked out of school or I expelled them or either graduated. Amen. That whole age group. Are y'all still listening to me? Amen. I was going through the school one day and, amen, I thought, look at here. I see what the problem is. Amen. These are the children. Come on, y'all stay with me. These are the children, amen, of the parents that came through the 60s. Amen. They got rebellion in their heart. The parents had it in their heart. When they came out of the 60s, amen, historians called the 60s the rebellious 60s, amen, and they embedded that bitterness and that rebellion in the heart of their children, amen, come on here, amen, and as a result, their children got rebellious. They rebelled against authority. Matter of fact, they even rebelled against their own parents. Their parents had trouble with them. Their parents couldn't make a mind. Amen. Are y'all still with me this morning? Amen. And when I looked at the files in the school, amen, sure enough, every one of those parents, amen, were those that were raised up in the 60s, and they were rebellious to their parents. Now it's bled down to their sons and their daughters. Help me here. Amen. But can we recover? I'm here to tell you, we can recover. Somebody say amen. The rebellious 60s, the permissive 70s, the godless 80s, amen, the apostate 90s, and now we are embarking on a new century. Amen, can we recover? Can there be a change? Can there be a revival? I'm here to tell you, we can recover. Amen, but we've got to encourage ourselves in the Lord our God. Amen, David went to the source, aimed for help. If you can only get help from God, if we recover in our local churches, it'll be because we go to God. Somebody say amen. Woo! Ah. Oh, Lord. That generation came through our school and church. Amen. And tonight they are still a rebellious, amen, generation. They growed up now. Amen. And some, are y'all still with me? Some are married. Some are just shacking up and living together with others. Amen. With no concept or desire to do what's right. Ah. But glory to God. Amen. The Lord began to move among us in our home church. Folks got to praying. Amen. And another generation. Amen. Come in behind that rebellious generation. Y'all stay with me. And their parents. Come on. Come on here. Come on here. Their parents. Amen. Great God. Supported the principles of Christian education. And their parents said, our kids need to be learned how to behave themselves and to do right. Amen. Come on. Come on. Come on here. Amen. And we have a generation in our church now that are teenagers in the upper teens, in the early 20s. Amen. When the altar call is given, they're some of the best altar workers I got. Amen. In the church, we can recover. Amen. But it'll only be by the help and the grace of God. We can come out of the slough of despond. We can get up out of mulligrubs. We can get up out of discouragement. We can get up out of the ruins. We can get up out of the ashes and recover all. Where sin doth abound, grace. Come on here. Where sin doth abound, grace. Where sin doth abound, grace does much more abound. Somebody said to me recently, said these are the last days, and the Bible said there'd be a falling away in the last days. But I can tell you, you don't have to be part of that falling away. Had one feller tell me that one time, said, Bible said there's going to be a falling away in the last day, so I'm just fulfilling the scripture. I said, you're a fool. Huh? I said, you're a fool. Amen. Amen. You don't have to be part of the falling away. Amen. Because the Bible said in the last days, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And upon my servants and handmaids will I pour out of my spirit in those days, saith God. And there shall be signs in the heaven above and in the earth beneath, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. Amen. Before the great and notable day of the Lord. I want to tell you, we are living in these days right now where we got to get up out of this, amen, ash heap of ruins.
encourage ourselves in the Lord and say, we will overcome, we will recover, we will pursue, and God will give us the grace.
Paul the Apostle said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. There's no question about it. God's used Brother Johnny Gabbard. How many of you here know Brother Johnny Gabbard? Everybody in the Holiness Movement just about knows Brother Johnny Gabbard. God used him mightily. Amen. He's prayed for sick people and they got healed. How y'all still here? I have some of the greatest respect for Brother Johnny Gabbard. He's preached at our church the last 2 years. Both years he's preached at our church and God has helped. Amen, our church. Amen. But I feel like that Brother Johnny Gabbard is not the only man that God is going to use in these days. You see, I happen to believe that the local church, amen, is going to become hunger for a move of God in our assemblies. Amen. And there'll be a soul stirring and a soul searching and a sanctifying and a separating. Amen. And there will be some people that'll come out of the ruins and the ash heap of Ziglag. Amen. And they feel like that God one more time will shake his church and his people. Somebody say amen. Hey, but the local churches will begin to experience, amen, a mighty outpouring. Amen. But you see, we've got to get up. Amen. You got to get out of the ash heap. You've got to encourage yourself in the Lord. And once you encourage yourself in the Lord, then you've got to pursue. Amen. You've got to do what God tells us to do. Amen. You got, come on here. Amen. You got to straighten your clothes up spiritually. Amen. Come on here. Dust the ashes off of your shoes spiritually. Amen. And say, by God's grace, we will conquer. By God's grace, we will regain. By God's grace, we will come forth as pure as gold. I remember, amen. How much more time I got here? I remember years ago, my wife was raised in Jack Coe's church. Jack Coe died in December of 1956. Amen. Me and my wife married in February, the following February of 57. She was raised in Jack Coe's church. Amen. And after we married, I became associate pastor there for 3 years. Amen. I'm going to tell you, God's still on the throne. Jack Coe's dead, but God's not. Help me here. Y'all still here now. And, amen. Things went well for a while after Brother Coe passed away. And, I don't know what you think about it. Don't matter. I'm just telling you what happened. Amen. After a couple of years there, and into the third year, things began to change in Brother Coe's church there. And Sister Coe started leaning toward the world. And remarried a man that was already married before. And things started to changing in the church there, locally. And my heart was burdened. Come on here. Stay with me now. Amen. And I went out to the graveyard where Brother Coe was buried. Amen. And went to his graveside. Just a flat tombstone at his grave. Amen. Nothing elaborate, nothing out of the ordinary. He gives his name, date of birth, and date that he died. Amen. And had the inscription on his tombstone, Job's God is true. That was always his theme song when he came on his radio broadcast. Amen. They came on singing that song, Job's God is true. Though God slay me, yet I'll trust him. Amen. Y'all stay with me. Jack Coe, amen. You may not have known him personally, but he was an unusual man. Amen. Help me here. Ah, he was a holiness man. Really, he was a holiness preacher. You didn't come on his platform just dressed any way. Help me here.
Amen. Famous in those years, there's a famous singing group came by the church one time, amen, to sing. And she helped me here. Are y'all still with me now? I'm going to probably lose some of you here. Amen. And one of the ladies came in that singing group, and she's getting ready to come on the platform. She had a low-neck dress on. Amen. Brother Cole stood right up and said, "You can't come on this platform dressed like that." He is bold. He is bold. I mean, he didn't care. He said, "You can't come on this platform dressed like that." Amen. Her parents were Church of God folks. She was raised in Church of God parsonage. Amen. Help me here. Are y'all still with me? Amen. He said, "You can't come on this platform dressed like that. Amen. You go get you some clothes on. Amen. And then we'll talk about you singing." Amen. She was embarrassed. Yes, she was embarrassed. Amen. But the next service, she came back and dressed modestly. Amen. She stood up and testified. And she said, "Amen, I was raised better. Amen. Come on, y'all stay with me. I was taught better. But I got in the entertainment world, and everybody else was doing it. Amen, it's the end thing. And I just fell in with the crowd." And she said, "I thank God that Brother Jack Cole had enough boldness, amen, to stop me before I got any further." I want to tell you, that's the generation that we're living in right now. But it's a whole lot worse now than it was then. Amen. And come on, come on here. Amen. God help us. Give us boldness that we need. Amen. To get out of the ash heap of Ziklag. Amen. And hold on to God. Somebody say amen. Woo! Amen. He used to have tent meetings, probably in all through this country. I don't know. Some of you old folks, amen, may remember him. Amen. 20,000-30,000 people in one meeting. Amen. And if some ladies or women, put it that way, would come in scantily dressed in shorts or whatever. Amen. When it come time for him to take the pulpit, amen, he stood up and said, Are there any butchers? Any butchers in this crowd? And 20,000-30,000 people, you're bound to have some. Amen. And several men raised their hand that they were butchers. Amen. In stores. He said, "Would you catch them heifers over there and get them dressed?" Amen. Help me here. I said that to say this. Amen. I went out to the cemetery where he was buried. Amen. And got on my knees on the ground on a dead man's grave and looked at that tombstone. And I said, "Oh God." Amen. The man that he preached and maintained a holiness standard for all these years. And now everything he stood for, everything he preached, amen, everything, come on, y'all stay with me, hell high, is going down the drain. Amen. It's going to be lost. And today, right now, that church has been closed for years. And his work, amen, has been non-existent for years now. And decades, as a matter of fact. Amen. But while I was praying at his tombstone, amen, the Holy Ghost spoke to my heart. Amen. And said, "Right will triumph in the end." Amen. And brother, great God, amen, brother Shad, I've held on to that through all these years. Right is going to triumph in the end. And I feel like, great God, I feel like just because that we have suffered some setbacks in the holiness movement, and just because that there's been immorality, and just because that there's been scandals, amen, we're going to get up out of the ash heap and the ruins of a burned city. Amen. And we'll inquire of the Lord. And we'll encourage ourselves in God. Amen. And lo and behold, the God of heaven's going to say to us, "Pursue." Amen. And thou shalt recover all. Praise God. There's something moving in our generation among our holiness churches that we have not seen for a while. There's a hunger, a rising hunger for a move of the Spirit of God and for God to visit his people one more time. I don't know anything how the man lives. I have no idea. I don't even know him. Don't know anything about him. I've got a CD in my vehicle out there. Amen. By Walt Mills. I don't know anything about the man. But he's got a song on there that I love. Amen. Come on here. Amen. I hunger for holiness. Amen. The chorus goes like this. I hunger for holiness. The image of Christ in me. I'll never be the same since I've been to Calvary. I want to be crucified so your name will be glorified. I thirst for righteousness. I hunger for holiness. Amen. And we're living in a time right now, amen, where there is a rising tide among our holiness people that we have not seen for some years. Amen. And something is stirring within our bosom. I can see a church here and a church there and a church yonder. And I sense it in camp meetings. There is a rising fervor for a move of the power of God one more time. Amen. In the hearts of the people of God. Somebody say amen. Hey, amen. Yes, we can recover. But we've got to have the will to recover. We've got to be willing to pay the price. We've got to be willing to come alive. We've got to be willing to inquire of the Lord. Amen. What do you want us to do?
I heard this poem here recently and got the words to it, and I love it. Was the month after Jesus had died on the cross. All the demons were nervous, but especially the boss. Where is Jesus? Said the father of lies. Did he leave his disciples, or is he still with those guys? One demon spoke up and said, we've got it made. Jesus went back to heaven, and his friends are afraid. But the devil was nervous. This didn't seem right. He had never known Jesus to run from a fight. If Jesus is gone, then whom will God use? Surely it can't be those 12 powerless Jews. Then the devil barked orders to those who, amen, were near. Find Jesus' disciples and keep them in fear. The demons fled toward Jerusalem, as their master had said, to plant thoughts of fear in each Christian's head. But as they drew near to where the 12 prayed, they saw something so awesome, it made them afraid. Racing back to their leader, they started to speak. Once their voice reached his ears, his knees became weak. We felt winds from heaven. The room was filled with power. They all spoke in tongues for more than an hour. Then they went to the streets and they started again. The Spirit of Jesus was all over those men. We tried to stop it. We tried hard to stop it. But we had no control. And the worst news is we lost 3,000 souls. I blew it, said the devil with a growl and a hiss. I should have known he would do something like this. Of all that could happen, this I feared most. Now every Christian can be filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hey, hey, can we recover? Amen. My response to you this morning is, amen. Great God, encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen. Inquire of God, and he will say, pursue. Amen. Come on here, and thou shalt recover all. Amen. Our God has filled the church with the power of the Holy Ghost, and it is due to with that anointing that brings victory and deliverance. Hallelujah. Everybody stand. On this first morning of camp meeting. Amen. Ah, I wonder if there isn't something down inside of us that says, oh God, get me out of this slough of despondency. Pull me up out of this
depression. Amen. Get a hold of my soul. Amen. Let the Holy Ghost move one more time in my life. Hallelujah. We got plenty of time this morning. Hey, I wonder if you're really hungry for God. Amen. Could you get out of your seat? Amen. Let's do it different this morning. And just come and stand around this front and lift your hands and say, oh, God, I want to be encouraged. We need miracles. We need healings. We need a revivals. Amen. Among our people, oh, God. Amen. Can we recover one more time? Will you speak? Come on, saints. Will you speak to our hearts one more time? Would you draw strength from heaven one more time? Would you give us that move of God that we've got to have? Amen. To turn this generation around for God. Hey, hey, hey. Amen. Let us lift up holy hands without wrath and without doubt while they sing and pray. Amen. Let's draw ourselves near. Amen. To that Pentecostal power. Amen. That God is real among us one more time. Yes, we can recover. Yes, we can come alive. Yes, we can. Amen. Bring a revival to our generation. Yes, God can do it. Yes, God will do it. Amen. If we lay hold upon the promises of God, they're yea and amen to them that believe. Sing, sister.